Director Ray Young is here to talk about his new film, Front Cover, and give us his spin on our LGBT issues. Hi, Ray.
Hello, Charlotte.
Tell us about your film, Front Cover.
Front Cover is a movie about a Chinese-American fashion stylist who was brought up in Chinatown, but he doesn't want anybody to know because he tried to fit into the fashion world. And he has a problem and an issue with being Chinese, so he kind of like alienated from his own culture. And one day his boss appointed him to style a Beijing actor who is very patriotic. So the story is basically about the two of them trying to work together and then from getting to know each other and overcome their own issues.
What was your inspiration for doing this film?
Basically, my own personal experience, because I was sent to study in an English boarding school when I was a teenager. And I was the only Chinese kid in the school, and everybody was white, and I was trying to fit in, and it was really difficult because every day there was a lot of bullying going on. There was a lot of name-calling, like people would call me Cheng or make Chinese sound as I was walking past. So the only way to survive for me was to try to suppress anything that's associated with my Chinese culture or heritage, and I tried my best to fit in. You know, I even picked up smoking so that I could fit in. I would lie to the kids saying that, oh, actually at home we don't really eat rice, it's a fallacy. So things like that. So I was like really suppressing who my own culture and in order to fit in. And then later on when I was out in the scene, you know, in the gay scene, and being a gay Asian man is also very difficult because in the hierarchy of attractiveness, we are always at the bottom. You know, there's a lot of negative stereotypes associated with gay Asian men because a male beauty is very much orientated around a white image, you know, like you have the tall, masculine, handsome, blonde hair, blue eyes. There's a lot of that going on, and Asians are just not being seen in that way. So again, in order for you to fit in the gay scene, you have to try to act differently, you have to suppress looking or acting very Asian. But there's a lot of things that you can't do because, you know, there's limitation of height or your size. You never really will fit into that ideal white image, so-called, in quotes. So the only way you can do it is to date a white guy, you know, any way to fit in, because once you date a white guy, then you can see yourself not being an outsider anymore. So that's this combination of why do I create a character, Ryan Fu, in a film who has this kind of issues because all his life has been suppressing all this association with his heritage, and then meet someone who is very patriotic, and how does that create a spark and drama? So that's basically where my inspiration came from.
What do you hope to accomplish with Front Cover?
Hopefully, for Asian Americans, I think they should come and see the movie because we want to raise their confidence or their self-image, you know, because I think I know a lot of, you know, Asians who live in the West, you know, who have that issue like I talked about earlier where their own self-image is very affected. So it's like believing in yourself. And also, I think for other people to see it is actually to open up and like see people beyond the stereotypes. I mean, nowadays I feel that we are living in a country or in a world where being very xenophobic is actually fine, you know, because like there's a lot of people now can be openly sort of like saying that, oh, we don't want Muslims coming into this country, we don't want Mexicans, or we don't want this, we don't want that. And it seems almost like it's okay to be racist again. And I just feel that a lot of this is like just lumping people together into one group and just like putting a negative comment on it. And this is just not right. And I just feel that, you know, we need to see beyond that. I mean, we have come this far now, and I feel that recently we have just gone backwards, you know. So I hope that people come and see this movie and they will go and see, okay, you know, get to know someone, go beyond what your certain stereotypical image of those people are. And then once when you get to know someone, then you realize that, you know, maybe there are differences, but there are a lot of things that we are similar as well. And try to understand each other.
What is your personal commitment to LGBT civil rights?
Well, I was living in Hong Kong. I was born in Hong Kong. So when Hong Kong used to have a lesbian and gay film festival, which started in 1989, but they stopped in 1997 when Hong Kong was given back to China. And so the festival basically stopped for political and economical reasons. So I we started the Lesbian Gay Film Festival in the year 2000, because I just didn't want that kind of freedom of speech and freedom of being gay to be suppressed or lost. So we started the festival in the year 2000, and the festival has been going since then. You know, we are going strong. We are the biggest and longest running Lesbian Gay Film Festival in Asia now. So because it is very important, I think, to have our stories being told. If you are a young kid coming with no identity or not sure about what it's like being gay, just to go to the cinema and you can watch your story or some other people's story or their struggles on the screen, and that kind of gives you a lot of power and belief, you know, in life, so that they have a sense of identity and they have belief in other people's dreams, and life could be different or better or whatever, so that the world that they live in, you know, because there are other avenues and other ways of living. So I think it is very important to have a lesbian and gay film festival, you know, anywhere in the world.
What would you like to see happen for LGBT equality in the next few years?
Well, I think there are two things. I think the first thing is that within the LGBT society, I feel that there is still a very lack of equality. You know, like images of any ethnic groups are not really equal to the image of white, you know, Caucasians. You know, a lot of the times, like, you see a lot of images, you still see two white guys wearing tuxedos, very, very, you know, sort of like upper middle class, having a fabulous weddings. I mean, those images are fine and positive, but a lot of the times, if you are a kid who is living at the middle of nowhere or living in kind of like so-called ghetto and with not a lot of money, or say if you're in Flushing, and some, you see that image is so different from your life. I mean, that doesn't really seem to make sense. It's almost like a fairy tale. So I think it is important within the lesbian and gay community there's more equality about images and about pay. I think that is very important. And of course, you know, if the outside facing the rest of the world, I mean, there is a lot of discrimination still going on in workplace, and there's a lot of bullying going on in school, which still needs to be addressed.
LGBTQ teens are four times more likely to attempt suicide than their heterosexual peers, and we continue to have numerous teens taking their own lives after facing bullying incidents, as you just talked about. What advice would you have for these kids?
Well, I think really that depending on the situation, if it's really, really dire in the situation, you really have to speak up to someone. I mean, really, really have to reach out, talk to someone, because I mean, I personally have experienced bullying myself, and it can be so severe. And, you know, your world, everywhere you turn around, someone is calling your names or shouting at you, and you really need help. You know, it's not like something that you can do it on your own, you know. And the other way is like, believe in yourself, just believe things are going to be better one day, and you just have to kind of like listen to yourself and saying that, okay, just because all these people say all these negative things about me, it doesn't mean that it's true. You know, you just have to believe that, have that kind of belief in yourself. And that's why, like I said earlier, like movies and stories are very important, is that you can have an avenue to go out and see something that, okay, there is another alternative to it. And another way you can say escape or something is like to really focus on something that you really love. What I did was like to focus on movies or something like that, which, you know, take something that you can really focus and be good at it, so that you can restore that sense of self in yourself, that kind of identity and belief in yourself, so that you can kind of like shut out all the negative comments that you get from the world outside. But it's not easy, you know, and sometimes when it gets physical or violent, you really need to, you know, reach out to other people and tell people, I think.
How can people get information about Front Cover?
Well, you can go to our website. It's frontcoverthemovie.com, on our Facebook page, which is Front Cover the Movie as well. And also the movie has been released by Strand Releasing, so you can go to their website and they will be showing you where it is going to be screened and when the DVD is going to come out and VOD streaming and all that.
What other projects are you working on?
Well, my next project is actually going to be in Hong Kong. It's a project, it's of course gay, because like all my life people keep on asking me, it's like, are you just going to make gay films? Are you just going to make Chinese films? And I just think, well, you never ask Martin Scorsese, are you just going to make straight films, you know? So I don't know why people have to ask me that. I mean, I just want to represent the world that I see and I live in. And my next project is in Hong Kong, and it's about two married men falling in love. And it's, the story is oriented around the idea of home, because in Hong Kong there's a lot of changes now. The culture of Hong Kong is going to be gone very soon, so it's kind of like a way of like capturing it before everything is gone. And when your home is going to be disintegrated or changed so much, so that is really the theme of the story that I'm going to make in my next movie.
Is there a question you wish people would ask you?
Where can you see this movie? So we are very lucky to have the theatrical release, and on 5th of August, the movie is showing at the Village East Cinema in New York City. 12th of August, we are showing at Sundance Sunset in West Hollywood, and August 19th at 4th Star Theatre in San Francisco. So please come out and support this movie.
Do you have a favorite quote, a mantra to get you through difficult times?
Yes, don't be quiet. Speak up, use your voice. Because like being Asian, a lot of the times that we have been taught to be quiet and not to make any noise, and you know, something is not going right, just sit through it. But I don't think that's right. I think, you know, my production company is called New Voice, because I feel that, you know, you have to make a noise, you have to let people know that things are not right, you know. And like, I feel that Asians are being very underrepresented in the media, and it's been so long and people have been very quiet about it, and that's why there's still all this whitewashing going on, you know, like having Asian parts being played by Caucasians. And I just feel that there's not enough people, you know, voicing their opinions, and there's just not enough diversity going on. So I feel that everybody should make a noise and just, like, you know, make a change.